It's important to know where to go when you're dealing with an illness or injury. If you need immediate medical attention, your first thought might be to go to the emergency room. But if your condition isn't life-threatening, you may have a better option. I'm Prakash Chandran, and in this episode of Healthy Takeout, we'll talk about when to visit an urgent care center and the types of conditions and concerns they address.
Here with us to discuss is Dr. Oliver Girardi, Medical Director at Urgent Care Express at Harrington Hospital.
Dr. Girardi, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to get right into it because I've always been a little confused about the differences between what an ER handles and what urgent care handles. So why don't we start there?
Sure. Well, the ER is definitely mostly prepared to have just about everything on site. So if you need any kind of special or specialized care, they will have there at the site. The urgent care is a little bit more limited, but we are able to see most common urgent problems that arise in a person's health or a family's health.
And so when we think of the emergency room, I imagine that there are life-threatening things that you go there for. Like, for example, if you feel like you're having a heart incident or there's a loss of a limb or that a severe onset headache that you don't normally have. What are the types of things that you would go to an urgent care for?
The urgent care is mostly prepared to see the day-to-day common illnesses such as sore throats and coughs and colds, flus, that kind of thing. We are able to handle some minor surgeries like minor lacerations that need to be sutured, some broken bones that we can splint, and then ensure that the patient follows up with a specialist.
Okay, so it actually sounds like you can do quite a bit at the urgent care. And I also imagine, Dr. Girardi, that there's a lot of people that potentially misdiagnose themselves and pay more money than they need to pay by going to the emergency room. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely correct. Like I said, I think the urgent care center is able to at least diagnose or stabilize more minor conditions. The key part is that anything that could be life-threatening or concerning, like a chest pain or a severe shortness of breath, any kind of mental status changes, that should definitely go to the emergency department right away.
Okay, so I kind of want to focus on the most common things that you see at the urgent care day-to-day. So maybe tell the audience a little bit about that.
Of course. That tends to be a little bit more seasonal, meaning that during the winter time, we do see the sore throats, the colds, the coughs, the flus, sometimes pneumonia, that sort of thing. During the summertime, we see more minor injuries again, some rashes that may occur, little injuries that people suffer from being weekend warriors.
Okay, so let's say this actually happened to my wife a couple weeks ago. There's severe flu-like symptoms. There's some nausea and some headache. Where should I take her? Is it the urgent care? Is it the emergency room? And what can I do as a husband to best prepare when I go in?
I think the urgent care would be able to handle that kind of thing. It just depends on the severity of things. So if there's something that's a little bit more concerning, that again should be directed to the emergency department. But for flu-like symptoms with fevers, headaches, body aches, like I said, a sore throat and a cough, the urgent care center will be able to handle that pretty easily. To help expedite your visit at the urgent care, you just may want to be prepared to have all your paperwork with you, make sure you have your history of medical problems and whatever medications you may be on already, because in the urgent care setting, we don't necessarily know the patient very well to begin with. So all these things help us to make a better diagnosis and come up with a more appropriate treatment.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So just, I think that sounded like something that I could have taken her to the urgent care for. And like you said, having that paperwork ready and having everything prepared is going to make my visit much more pleasant and expedited. I have been seeing this rising trend, you know, of young people especially using the urgent care as a substitute for their primary care physician. So maybe talk a little bit about that rising trends and any other thoughts you have on that matter.
That is correct. I do see that as well. I think the key is that the urgent care centers do not want to be a takeover for the primary care physician. So we do like to see patients get back to a primary care physician at some point. We are more than happy to handle their medical concern that they may have right here and then, but we'll be very happy to refer them to a primary care physician in the community, or maybe a specialist sometimes if that the problem concerning is warranting a referral.
Yeah, maybe talk a little bit more about that specifically, how an urgent care center and a primary physician align with one another. Like, what is the order of things that you see?
The primary care office is more aligned to handle their general health on a chronic level. So any kind of history of problems with diabetes, let's say, or hypertension, the primary care is much more involved in following up the medications and any kind of blood test levels, that sort of thing. The urgent care is certainly more equipped to take care of a acute problem that may have just arisen.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that clarity there. You know, I think that another thing that I want to move back to is just really self-diagnosing when you are in a time of illness or when you feel like you have an issue, because so many of us feel like I need to go to the emergency room. And of course, when illness strikes, it's never convenient, right? It's like usually midnight or after midnight, and the urgent care center only has certain hours. So what advice might you have for people that aren't going through life-threatening things, but it feels very serious for them at the time? What advice might you have for them?
That is certainly true. I think my advice for those people would be to possibly refer back to their primary care physician and just maybe give them a call and just say, hey, look, doctor, I have this problem. I'm not sure what I should be doing. Is this appropriate for me to wait until I'm able to see you? Or should I go to the emergency department? Or is that something that the urgent care center is able to handle?
Yeah, and I'm also glad that we're having this conversation today, because I just feel like the education around what an urgent care center can handle versus what a primary care physician can handle, is not quite there, because I think it's always confusing to know, you know, when should I go to the emergency room? When should I call my primary care physician? When is it serious enough? So I think this clarity is good. You know, one of the things that I'd love you to maybe tell our audience is, what are some surprising things that you handle at the urgent care that might even kind of edge into being an emergency room treatment? Tell us a little bit about that.
Of course, there's always a gray line between symptoms that may arise in a patient. So a lot of the times some patients think that, oh, well, I have a little bit of a cough and it'll go away, or maybe I'll go see the urgent care and just kind of get it checked out. And it may actually reveal something a little bit more serious. The urgent care center will be able to either handle the situation, or will be able to make sure that the patient has appropriate follow-up care for whatever may have been diagnosed that the patient did not know they may have had.
And talk to me a little bit about the process of going to the urgent care. Is it something that, like the emergency room, you just show up for? Can you make an appointment? Tell us a little bit about what the best thing to do is.
Of course. It is always a walk-in situation. Anybody can come in at the time of the day that we are open. We do offer appointments at the Urgent Care Express at Harrington, where we are able to get patients to schedule an appointment for a same-day appointment most of the time. And we are able to get them in a little bit quicker that way. Usually the urgent care center does not have a very long wait as opposed to the emergency department, but it does happen depending again on the season and the time of day where there may be a little bit of a wait. So the appointments help out with that in making everybody's visit a little bit more straightforward.
Yeah, and I actually feel like that's relatively uncommon, or at least that I've seen that that you can make an appointment there. So that's great that that is a service that's offered at Harrington. So, you know, what I'm really hearing here is that if you can, And if it's not life-threatening, it's always better to try to go to the urgent care, because there's a series of things that you can deal with there, and it's going to be a lot cheaper. You're going to wait a little bit less than if you showed up at an emergency room. And, you know, at Harrington, you can make an appointment. And if there's any questions or any of that, you just talk to your primary care physician and they'll guide you. Is that correct, Dr. Girardi?
That is certainly correct, yes.
Awesome. So I really want to thank you so much for educating us here today on urgent care centers. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience today?
Just one little last bit. I want to make sure that the listeners understand that if they're not sure about a condition or certain symptom, that they should get it checked out. It's good to just kind of go in and have something looked at, because sometimes things are time sensitive and you don't want to wait a little bit too long, because then the treatment may be different.
That is always good advice. I think a problem that so many of us have, I know especially myself, is we just let things slide a little bit. We're like, I can probably let that go for a while. And we just think that our body's going to heal itself. And while our body is pretty amazing, it's always good to err on the side of safety.
That is correct, because that may be the fact, and the body may be able to heal itself. But in those few occasions that it is not, the sooner the better.
Yeah, so thank you so much for your time again, Dr. Girardi. For more information, please visit harringtonhospital.org. Our guest today has been Dr. Oliver Girardi. This is Healthy Takeout from Harrington Healthcare. I'm Prakash Chandran. Thank you so much for listening.